Have you guys ever found that your comments that you're making on YouTube stations are being removed? Google has an artificial intelligence feature that reads through comments as they come in, and many of them, about 40% of my recent comments, and this has gotten worse over the last 9 months, have been caught in filters. I'm going to show you how they do it, what might trigger these things, and then give some thoughts on the censorious nature of Google. First, let me just show you a couple of examples. So there's no doubt that you guys know about Google's censorious nature, and specifically YouTube going from a place of free expression to increasingly being censored. And I just want to show you how your comments are disappearing. Here I have somehow in my notifications, it appears. This happens a lot of the time. I'm usually not able to click on show more and see the rest of the comment, but it says, this is regarding an NRA video. You're saying the government wants to line us up against the wall and essentially genocide us. I genuinely don't understand what you think the government will gain by doing this. How do you govern if there's no one to govern? I would actually really love to hear your opinion on this, and maybe we can have an open discussion. Do you see anything in this comment that would make YouTube or Google delete it? And flipping over to the comment section of this video, it's not here. It's not under held for review. And it's not in any other comment section. And this happens over and over again. So here's another example about a video that I made about whether or not we should be able to force people to bake a racist cake. There's no insecurity with gay and trans who sue. This is fundamentally getting rid of the traditional nuclear family and the Judeo-Christian moral code. This is all a tactic. They don't. And when I click on it to read the rest of the comment, it's not there. It disappears. That's what usually happens with YouTube comments, your comments once again. And it is really sick. It's not in the video. It's not in my held for review section. It just disappears. And then there have been comments that were personally attacking me. Me personally, I have a free speech policy. Unless you are so far out of line that it is just sickening and makes you look incredibly, incredibly evil, I'm going to allow it. So somebody commented on my bake me a racist cake because I demand it and it is my prerogative to compel your work.
Haha, this is a new low for white cis male fragility.
This is a comment that I would love to allow to stay and be able to combat it, but it was filtered away by YouTube. Now, you could make the case, to be fair to YouTube, that they don't want creators without some measure of courage or don't like to be personally criticized, that this would dissuade them from making more content. So on a business level, I could actually understand the urge to filter out such comments so that they don't reach the creators and they're not published. Of course, they do reach the creators in some way because you are able to see them in the little notification section, but then they just disappear. They're not there. They're not in the comment section.
I am a member of the partner program, despite the fact that I don't have ads on any of my videos.
And then Google tells me that there are two reasons that they are going to be removed. One, it was removed by the original creator because, for whatever reason, they didn't like their comment, and thus they self-removed it. This is at great odds with the fact that many people are complaining to me that their comments are removed and that they are tired of it and that they aren't going to follow me anymore because they don't feel that they are allowed to comment on my video and that they feel that my videos are being censored, which Google has done on a couple of occasions. The second reason is that it was in violation of their policy guidelines. And if that was the case, then I would have received a notification that this was done. In the 9 months that I have been complaining about this to Google, I have not received one notification of a comment violating any sort of Google policy. So neither of these things are true. Google yet continues to remove comments en masse, and I feel it very frustrating as somebody who's trying to build a following and a channel so that the ideas get out there and to be able to engage somebody and then for us to be able to debate is a worthy part of this drive. Maybe they can change my ideas if they disagree with me. That is certainly a possibility. But Google, because of their censorious nature or their memory holding, in 1984, you just disappeared any evidence of the past that didn't conform with the party narrative into a memory hole. So anything that Google doesn't like and it's getting is being memory holed and is being ratcheted up. Now, it really doesn't make that much of a difference because despite the fact that the number of subscribers that I have has continued to rise, it's not growing super fast, but that's partly because I am getting fewer and fewer views from Google, fewer impressions, despite the fact that my subscribers continue to rise. So either I make really, really terrible content overall, and Google doesn't want to promote that, or Google is absolutely just censoring certain channels, certain brands of information, sending all that traffic off to CNN and Fox News. So even when you get a subscriber, a new subscriber on YouTube, it's absolutely worthless because even as, once again, the number of subscribers that I have rises, the number of impressions, in other words, the ability for somebody to decide to tune in and watch my video because you see the little thumbnail and the little title on your phone or on your computer, that decreases. And unfortunately, this is the way that YouTube is operating. Censor, 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 and then lie, lie, lie. So Google is acting as a big brother 1984-like censor, and I'm demonstrating once again how come your comments on YouTube find their way into the memory hole. It's really unfortunate because the platform is magnificent, and technologically, it is super advanced and it keeps getting better. I mean, I'm just in awe of Google's engineering. Unfortunately, their artificial intelligence is clearly being trained by partisan SJW actors. If you just take a look at Google searches and you do a comparison of searching for white men, you will find that the narrative is that white men are mediocre and yet keep getting advanced and that white men are evil or whatever. That's the general trend that you'll find in the first 10 searches. And when you look at black men, they are the victims of white men because this is the SJW narrative that Google is promulgating, and of course, it happens, of course, with the comment section. And sometimes maybe a comment, maybe as a business model, like I said, if you're attacking the creator, I could understand why Google would remove it. But for somebody with a strict free speech platform that I want all comments to be able to come in, it disengages my audience. It prevents me from being able to engage and potentially change somebody's mind who disagrees with me. And I find it very, very appalling. And that's how your comments are negatively affected by Google and their 1984 memory hole. Peace and blessings. Hope this brought you something worthy of your attention. And if you like, share this video so that more people understand what Google is doing. Peace out.